Now will you notice, wherefore, I'm reading now, chapter 2, verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that ye may grow by it. Now, this is a very important thing, you see. Now, here's something for you and me to do. There's certain things that we are to lay aside. And in fact, Paul in Ephesians talk about taking off an old garment and putting on a new garment. And in 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 7 and 8, he says this, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Now, you know, the Israelite, he observed the Passover. And then there was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And he didn't come in and eat leavened bread. He didn't go on just living the same kind of life he lived before. He's feeding in a different place, a different kind of a bread now. And he's growing by that. Now, we're told when we come to Christ that we're to get rid of the old leaven that's in our life. That is, we'll never become perfect. You've always got that old nature. And you're to lay aside all malice. Now, what is malice? The best definition that I've ever found for it is it's congealed anger. It means to have an unforgiving spirit. Are you carrying today a chip on your shoulder relative to some person? And you carrying bitterness in your heart for them? Well, my friend, you can talk about how much you love Jesus. You can talk about how much you've been born again. But nobody around you is going to be able to distinguish that. If you're carrying malice, that is congealed anger in your heart. And then he speaks here about all guile. Now, guile means that is a spirit of using cleverness to get even, or really to make an impression with somebody. You remember Ananias and Sapphira was very good at doing that sort of thing. That old nature you see that you and I have is a nature that if we leave it in control and do not let the Spirit of God guide us, then that nature, as Dr. Lightfoot put it, he says, the vicious nature which is bent on doing harm to others. And Ananias and Sapphira, they're an example of that. They were clever, and they tried to put one over on the church, but they didn't put one over on the Spirit of God, you see. Now you're to desire, our translation says sincere milk, and I turn that to pure milk, and it means spiritual milk. Just as a hungry baby reaches for the bottle, a believer is to desire the Word of God. I remember when our little grandson was born, his father was over in Turkey at the time, and so his mother was at our home, and so we had him those first few months. And every now and then it was my task to give him his bottle. And I want to tell you that that little fella, he went in high gear when he saw that bottle, the pure milk, the sincere milk. When he saw that, he started moving his hands. He started moving his mouth. He started moving his feet. He just moved all over. He was reaching out for it with every part of his body, trying to get that. And I thought, my, at that time I was still preaching, and I thought, I said, my, I wish I had a congregation that reached out after the Word of God like that. That's the real test. And friends, you're never going to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ And you're never going to develop as a Christian. Always be a little baby. And it's wonderful to be a baby at one time. And we must remember that a little baby and a full-grown man are both human beings. But they're at different stages of growth and different stages of development. And for that reason, we need to understand that the little one needs the milk. He wants to grow to become a man. How are you going to grow up as a Christian? Never apart from the Word of God. And that's the reason that I get letters from many pastors that tell me that they're wet nurses for a lot of little babes. And as one man said, I spend my time burping spiritual babes. The problem is, these little babes should grow up. Now, they need to desire the pure milk of the Word that ye may grow by. Now, that pure milk of the Word means the total Word of God. It doesn't mean lifting out a little verse here and a little verse there and a little verse for comfort. They all have their place, of course. But we need the total Word of God to grow. Because, you see, you need to get all your vitamins. You just can't just stay on one diet all your life. Now, it's nice to start off with milk. But the day comes when you like to have a nice porterhouse steak, maybe, and a good baked potato. And you might want some black-eyed peas on the side. And you get all of that in the Word of God, all the spiritual vitamins that you need.